Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. Today we continue where we left off in our previous discussion. Point number 8 is that they make a mockery of the religion of Allah. And this is seen in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 57.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
O you who have faith, do not take those who take your religion in derision and play and a mockery from among those who were given the book before you and the infidels as friends, and be aware of God, should you be faithful. The 9th example is where they seek to destroy the places of worship, the masajid, and the foundations of the faith. And this is mentioned in the Quran in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 114.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who denies access to the mosques of God, lest his name be celebrated therein, and tries to ruin them? Such ones may not enter them except in fear. There is a disgrace for them in this world, and there is for them a great punishment in the hereafter. The 10th point is that they try to distort their religion, and God talks about this in chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 46.
مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَن مَّوَاضِعِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَاعِنَا لَيًّا بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاسْمَعْ وَانْظُرْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَمَ وَلَكِنْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Among the Jews are those who pervert words from their meanings and say, "We hear and disobey," and "hear without listening," and "ra'ina," twisting their tongues and reviling the faith. But had they said, "We hear and obey," and "listen and undurna," it would have been better for them and more upright. But Allah has cursed them for their faithlessness, so they will not believe, except a few. Point number 11 is that they try and introduce impermissible innovations into the religion. And this is seen in chapter 57, Surah Al-Hadid, verse 27.
ثُمَّ قَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا فَآتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وكثير منهم فاسقون.
Then we followed them up with our apostles, and we followed them with Jesus, son of Mary, and we gave him the evangel, and we put in the hearts of those who followed him kindness and mercy. But as for monasticism, they innovated it. We had not prescribed it for them, only seeking Allah's pleasure. Yet they did not observe it with due observance. So we gave to the faithful among them their due reward. But many of them are transgressors. Point number 12 is that they try and hide the realities of the religion. And this is contained in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 159.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ.
Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, after we have clarified it in the book for mankind, they shall be cursed by God and cursed by the cursers. Point number 13 is that they try and sever the religion of Allah into pieces. And this is spoken about in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 85.
ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ تَظَاهَرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Then there you were, killing your folks and expelling a part of your folks from their homes, backing one another against them in sin and aggression. And if they came to you as captives, you would ransom them, though their expulsion itself was forbidden for you. What, do you believe in a part of the book and defy another part? So what is the requital of those of you who do that except disgrace in the life of this world? And on the day of resurrection, they shall be consigned to the severest punishment, and God is not oblivious of what you do. Point number 14 is that they mix up the truth with falsehood. And this is seen in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 42.
وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
And do not mix the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth while you know. Point 15 is that they introduce extremism into the religion of Allah. And this is seen in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 77.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ.
Say, O people of the book, do not unduly exceed the bounds in your religion, and do not follow the fancies of a people who went astray in the past, and led many astray, and themselves strayed from the right path. And last but not least, point number 16, is that they rise up in opposition and war against the Muslims. And this is captured in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 217.
يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه قل قتال فيه كبير
وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله والفتنة أكبر من القتل ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا ومن يرتدد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
They ask you concerning warfare in the holy month. Say, it is an outrageous thing to fight in it, but to keep people from God's way and to be unfaithful to Him and to keep people from the holy mosque and to expel its people from it are more outrageous with God. And faithlessness is graver than killing. And they will not cease fighting you until they turn you away from your religion, if they can. And whoever of you turns away from his religion and dies faithless, they are the ones whose works have failed in this world and the hereafter. They shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. Let us take a pause here in the commentary of Surah As-Saff, as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati and found in his Tafsir al-Nur, and we'll return with a continuation of the review of Chapter 61. To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qayyim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.